little guy. I thought you meant my dog. I was like, no, he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I need to get some fresh backgrounds from Swizz. But this one should be cool because it should, when they all come together, it'll look like a little guy riding his bike.
Where's this going? Downloads. Wait.
Here's my little guy.
Oh, what's your little guy's name?
Taz.
For obvious reasons, I guess. Yeah.
Down. That's what his name was. That was his name when I adopted him, and I never changed it. Did you know, baby?
All right, what up, Sacramento? Hello, and welcome to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street, where four local Sacramento comedians react to Sacramento news. Everybody, give it up for the one and only Aurora Singh. What's up?
Woo, that's me. If you watch the film,
you should be giving it, you should be clapping to Aurora. Also, we got Lance Woods in the house. Sir Lance Woods.
Hey, man. Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
What's cracking?
Hello, Sacramento world.
And then we got D. Tyler with us, Tuesdays and Thursdays. What's up?
Hey, I'm in the building, man. Good morning.
Yes, and everybody's like, where can I find the Nas? Well, they've been slow coming, but they're supposed to come out Monday through Friday on my Instagram and YouTube. And that will start happening effective soon. I want to jump into my first story. This is a follow-up, a story we did back. Crystal Jackson, a.k.a. Mrs. Poindexter. Is everybody
familiar? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, right? Okay, so she got three kids. They kicked her out for putting out the nudies, right? Sending nudes to everybody in the whole church or whatever. And it was a big news story and whatever, right? Well, now they kicked out another two kids that happened to be the athletic director that works at the school. They kicked out his kids.
Do you know why?
I don't. And I was going to ask everybody what their theories are.
I don't have a theory. I know the facts.
Oh,
how do you know?
All right. Let me spill the tea.
She sent him a dick pic first.
Huh? I got facts.
She sent a word a dick pic first. That's how she knows.
So this is a NOS exclusive.
Did you get CC'd in that dick pic? Did you get that too?
I didn't, but you know, I know how those dick pics travel. Once it hits the cloud, you never know when it's gonna rain.
So what's up? Spill the tea, man. What happened?
Okay, so what happened was the athletic director's wife was also having a risque Instagram that they recently just deleted, and the athletic director was managing her Instagram. And was like, so all the captions and photos that were on there, he took all the photos, he put all the captions, and then his wife, was in some of the photos with Miss Poindexter
on her OnlyFans. Ooh. They were doing it together?
So they were doing it together a little bit, and then obviously the athletic director managing her like sexy Instagram was like inappropriate.
Obviously.
I have more.
What?
So then the reason why Mrs. Poindexter or whatever her name is got in so much trouble and got her kids kicked out, the reason
Crystal
why
Crystal Jackson.
Reason why they got kicked out in the first place was because she was getting bullied by other parents, and she was telling the diocese, oh my gosh, I'm getting bullied by these parents, and they weren't doing that much about it. They were just kind of like, hey guys, like maybe like leave her alone, whatever, like kind of sticking up for her. But then she took it to the media, Poindexter took it to the media and was like, the Catholic diocese is picking on me. They're like harassing my kids. And then the Catholic church was like, okay, well, like now you're making this big fucking deal about it. So we're kicking you out because we don't want this attention.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that she got kicked out because she had an OnlyFans. It's because she took it to the media and the Catholic school system was like, no, we don't want that.
The plus. So she was still like wrong. She was making $150,000 a month. So she was like, how can I get the most free advertising? Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
No, I said, when I see her, I was like, man, she's making $150,000 a year. I was like, damn, you got a camera. I was like, hey, babe, listen.
She's making that a month.
She doesn't even look. Did you say a month?
She's making that a month, not a year, a month.
$150,000 a month?
Yes.
Fuck school. we can teach our kids ourselves.
We can come back and buy that bum-ass school if we want to.
For real. And pop all the dodgeballs out of spite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what were you about to say? She's cute for a MILF, though. She like a...
She's cute, but I'm like, $150,000 a month? God damn.
It makes sense that, the kids didn't get kicked out for what she was doing. It was the attention of the media. Because, that's kind of how the Catholic Church worked. It's the attention that's the problem. I mean... Post the pictures, fuck the kids, but don't bring us no attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
it. It's the sad truth. It's the sad truth of it, but they don't like attention.
And then the athletic director, too, just the same thing where, like, the husbands are taking the pictures of their wives and running the... Why? Who's doing
this? It's a cold world, man. People need money, okay? Any way you can help this family, any way you think you can pitch in and then keep this this Costco membership, get out there and do it.
I couldn't do it, man.
What they need to be doing is having these people be an example and teaching the kids about teamwork. They're working together, each other. They're on each other's OnlyFans. They're building each other's businesses. Bring your parents to work day, career day. That should be. And then Miss Poindexter come in with a pussy wide open, talking at the camera. And see, this is how you do it, kids. Now, what you want to do is get an angle that's real seductive. Now, you see that cottage cheese you see right there? Once I get in the edits, that'll be gone. Kids about how to do that. And then the kids can see not only are they working together, they nice with the Photoshop.
For real. You can even edit in some blackface. You can
Hey man, once your mom busted open at school, you ain't gotta worry about kicking me out. I'm not coming back on GP. I'm like, not to that school. Man.
Where you busted open going to a Catholic school, D? Like Catholic school and your mama's titties is out.
That we're talking from our vantage point. It's a different time now. All these kids' mama be busting it open.
You know
what I mean? No, not everybody's mom. I'll tell you right now, the way we used to bag on each other in school when I was a kid,
different.
If your mama had an OnlyFans,
it's different. And I agree, but it's different now. Like even the idea of, like, you can see everybody's mama because she on the internet. Like, you've seen people's mom when they dropped them off at school, or if y'all was cool. And y'all was at each other's house.
Okay.
But now everybody, I didn't know my mom's real, like my mom's first name until I was 19. These kids know their mama's first name because they Facebook friends with them.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's true. I didn't know my mom's age till like 3 years ago. I don't know anything about my mom.
I'm just saying, I would have been an internet bully, I think. Because that was my favorite thing to do, is to make fun of people and their mom in a playground. If you could have just gave me access to her only,
We never hardly seen nobody's mom back in the day, though. It was kind of like the chick from Tom and Jerry. You just see like the legs and the house shoes, but you never really see like, or you come there in the house, but you'll never actually see them like that. Now, yeah, you can log on and be like, damn.
Well, anyway, Mrs. Poindexter, she just got another couple follows because we're talking about it right now. So I say mad props to her and her cuckold husband.
Yeah, good for them doing their thing.
Okay, so this one, I guess, is just silly. Not even silly. It's just a random one. Verizon is bringing 5G. I think it starts popping today, actually. in a couple select areas. Did you know that us in Pensacola, Florida are the first to get 5G?
Why? That's my question. Why? Why us? Why?
I thought everybody had it already. And that's what
COVID They've been was. Limited. 5G is rolling out very limited. I guess Sacramento has kind of a history working with Verizon and releasing, like, you get free Wi-Fi at the parks. That's them, I guess. Yeah.
I don't trust it. Hey,
so we're some kind of test bed. You don't trust Verizon?
No,
do we have a correlation with us being the ugliest city in the country and being the first to get 5G? Is there a correlation with that?
No, because we just got 5G and we've been ugly.
I know, but because we're the first to get a lot of the things, then is that a correlation?
Look, I don't know. And Verizon is not a sponsor, but I got Verizon and it's off the chain. Like,
do we have 5G already from other companies? Is this the first 5G from Verizon? I thought we already had 5G already.
No, 5G capable phones, I think, are out, but actual reliable 5G is not.
Do phones even work without Wi-Fi? That's a serious question. I don't
know. Yeah, they still have the cellular connection.
My phone, like, does not work without Wi-Fi.
That's because you don't pay your phone bill. Your phone is disconnected. You're literally just on the Wi-Fi.
You should look into that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't have a phone, Aurora. You have an iPad. You have a small iPad.
A tiny, tiny
iPad. It's just real spotty. Like, when I'm not home, it's like, I don't know if I can get on Instagram. I don't know if I can call someone. Like, it's, and then on Wi-Fi, it's like, it works great. I don't know.
Well, 5G, the processing speed, I'm like, I think it's like 4 gigs a second or something. Like, it's fast. You know what I mean? So I hope Sacramento's the first to adopt it.
And then, I miss the days when we just had to print out our Google Maps directions. And
no, you don't.
I do miss those days. I miss them where you just had to put the paper in front of you and have the steering wheel and just go like this and drive down and turn down the music. I miss those days. They were simpler.
I know.
Or when you're going to a house party, and they like
an actual map. Did you ever read a map?
I've had to read a map, yes.
And you feel good? You feel confident about your map?
I didn't like the map days. I like the Google map days with the turn-by-turn printout.
Yeah.
Those were fun because if you had to go to a high school party and they're like, oh, here's the address, you had to go home or go to the library and print out the turn-by-turn directions.
I think you had to feel like, like everybody that worked at gas stations had to know how to get everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a prerequisite. If you worked at the gas station, you have to know directions everywhere.
Exactly.
So anyway, y'all don't care about 5G. Let's move on. This is not a Sacramento story, but I like to rep for light-skinned people. What happened to Tiger Woods? Did y'all read?
Yeah, what happened to him?
They say he got into a car accident, and I guess
fractures to the right leg.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the crazy part, right? This is why the world ain't shit. Forbes put out a tweet yesterday, like a story, and it was, hold on, I'm finding it right now. I want to read it exact. I want to read the headline verbatim because it was so disgusting.
Oh God.
Because it sounds like he just got in an accident, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they came out and said there was no alcohol, nothing in the system. It was just purely an accident.
Okay. Was he suspected of being under the influence or something?
Well, no, I think because of the last accident.
Oh, okay. People bringing up old shit.
It's like, oh, Tiger done left the zoo again. Meanwhile,
they said that.
What? No. I'm saying.
That's what Lance said.
That is blatant. No.
Forbes had put out a joint, and it was like, hold on, man. I'm gonna find it verbatim. Y'all can talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna find it exactly.
All right, another random thing. This stupid six-legged dog in Oklahoma.
Six-legged dog?
Yeah, my cunada told me today. He's like, you guys should talk about this six-legged dog named Skip.
Donald. Oh, he found it.
There it goes right here. So the headline of it said, what's inside the Genesis GV80, the car that may have saved Tiger Woods' life? So they're using that as like an ad to push.
Nice.
The car. Like,
good for them.
Do you want to know what's inside the car that saved Tiger's life? Come down and get you one today. You can leave a deadly accident with just a few fractures for only $41,000.
You know what's in that car?
I applaud that. I applaud them. Go ahead.
You applaud them?
I applaud them because when I was in car sales, we were outside waiting for people to come in, you know, like when we stand on point and you're just like, oh, you need help buying a car, whatever. And there was a car accident right in front of the car dealership. And I went over and gave them my business card because clearly they needed a new car.
Wow.
I mean,
oil dripping into somebody. Thank you. I will give you a car. If I don't succumb from my injuries, I just stand. Yeah, of course.
I think Tiger Woods.
I mean, opportunity is opportunity.
There's no way Tiger Woods is getting some money off of that Forbes article.
Do you think he was high? Because I don't know, man. Tiger liked to pop sleeping pills, so maybe he fell asleep. Because you don't just be that wreck. Like, did he fall? Did he drive off a bridge? Like, that car was mangled.
It was.
He drove off a bridge.
I don't know. Bad. I'm just saying because the car was mangled. It looked like it was not
off a bridge, but it like off like a. It's like a hole. It's not like he just.
He went down like a ravine.
Yeah.
Or something.
And the fact that Tiger
can't drive. I can't believe that. I mean, I know he's half Asian, but he is a great golfer. So his hand-eye coordination. Seriously, his hand-eye. I can't see him in a regular state of mind wrecking his car like that. Like he's a professional athlete.
And when he was a golfer, he was known for his drive. He was known.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fact.
Very good driver.
A big part of it is he's like, why the fuck is Tiger Woods driving?
That's a great question, man.
I ask myself that a lot now. Like, why is he by himself in a car driving somewhere?
Yeah. Nigga, you Tiger Woods, not Lance Woods. The fuck are you driving for?
Or why is your car not driving itself?
Because he was driving from his dirt.
You know what I'm saying?
He was driving from his side girl's house. He was driving from his side girl's house, so he didn't want the driver to know. He wants to keep her on the
DL. He doesn't even have a main chick no more. He can't have a side chick. He just didn't.
Hey, they just in every him. Movie, when a dude leave his bodyguards, that's when some shit happened. He's like, oh.
Exactly.
Nah, I got this. No, you don't.
You're gonna get Tiger.
I'm gonna take the scenic route. You die. That's what happens.
You see that documentary on Tiger?
If that's what you want to call it.
Oh, what you did? You don't call it a documentary?
Nah, it's a bunch of fucking. It's a smear campaign. And Tiger was minding his business, about to be in a car accident a little bit, and they just put out this fucking thing about a bunch of. Angry women who mad because this married man didn't commit to them.
Yeah, I do. I only thought one part was funny when he was like Tiger was real shy. He didn't know what to tell these hoes. And Michael Jordan, he asked Michael Jordan, "Well, what should I say?" And Mike was like, "Tell him I'm Tiger Woods." The greatest. Okay, more celebrity news, but this is California, right? This is California news. And I thought this shit was crazy. Lady Gaga, y'all heard about Lady Gaga?
No.
Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot. And her two bulldogs were stolen. And she put out like a huge, I think it's like $250,000 or something for the return of these bulldogs. So this sounds like. This sounds like you was at the house high out of your mind and you were like, ooh, we should kidnap Lady Gaga's bulldogs. Like, this is going to be a movie.
Yeah, it sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie plot. That's crazy.
Or those bulldogs are not dogs. They're like people that got turned into dogs and then Lady Gaga like kept them and then someone was like, I got to go save my brother and sister from Lady Gaga. And so they're like, it's like some big old heist.
This makes a lot of sense to me, actually. I've been watching WandaVision, and I actually really believe that's the only explanation. Who kidnaps Lady Gaga's bulldogs?
Also, who kidnaps dogs?
Is he dead? Oh, go ahead.
Is the dude dead? That's a good question.
He survived.
Okay. So. Maybe he's in on it then. That changes things. He's a pal. And the dogs.
He's like, I'll be here at this day on this time. Come get the dogs. Shoot me in the arm. It'll be fine.
She'll give
he
up.
He got them dogs in his pockets. He got them dogs in his cargo short pockets. Like, oh.
I wish somebody would kidnap my dog. All right. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? Like, every time I take my dog to the doctor, like, I look at my bank account and I'm like, I think about how much is this going to cost? Because if it's more than this mail right here, keep that dog.
I think it's a heist. That's my theory.
Well, I am going to be following up on this to see if Lady Gaga gets her dog back, because I think that's crazy to the point where
I think it's crazy that someone went out and was like, not just to steal a dog, but they were like, well, we have to shoot the guy.
That's what I'm saying. I think the dog walker is a straight hero. That means they were like, give me these dogs. And he was like, no. And they were like, give us this dog, or we're going to shoot you. He was like, prove it. And then they shot him. Right?
Those are Lady Gaga's dogs. You don't know what you're into, buddy.
What do you think those dogs' names are?
Fred.
Do they have like regular kid, like person name, like Fred?
Yeah, like Jermaine and Fred or something like that. Or Namaste and fucking Satan. I don't know.
Lady Gaga's name, either they got those kind of names or they don't, or their names are just sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'd be like,
There you go.
I'm gonna go with oodles and noodles.
Like where the two names go
together. What's that?
I think meat and pastry.
Okay.
Meat and pastry?
Yeah, meat and pastry.
All right.
I can see that too. We got to find out now what the dogs' names are.
Well, we'll do it on a follow-up. If you want to know the names, you got to listen to the Nas. That's the Nas who's on the street. It's okay. The hotness. All right? Okay, this one is interesting. Sacramento released the body cams of a guy that they shot, Aiden Martinez. So his girl calls the police in Southeast Sacramento. She calls the police that her ex-boyfriend is crazy. He has burned her car. He has threatened her life, and he is probably armed. And then he bumps out in like a minivan. Y'all know how people in minivans are. So he bumps out, and the cops like kind of whatever. They see him like kind of stalking her place, and they kind of corner him in some like parking lot area. And then after a while, he like tries to do a 3-point turn and try to leave. And they shoot him several times. I believe he survives as well, and then got booked for stalking and burning the car and all this stuff like that, right? And then they released the body cams. The body cam footage is narrated by the police, which they love to do, right? So you have the context of whatever. And then this guy looks like he did whatever it is that he's now in jail for, right? So I guess the discussion is, do you feel better when there's body cam footage? Because it looks to me like old boy's trying to escape. It doesn't look to me like he's trying to shoot them.
I feel better when there's footage, yeah, because then I can actually see what's going on and determine if it was the right call or not.
Okay. It doesn't feel any better. I do think it should be available, but I watched it and I was like, I don't know, man.
You know, I think it should be public. I think that the body cam footage should just be like where you can just log onto the internet and just watch the cops like you watch Facebook. Because sometimes you get the footage and either they edit it, they can cut stuff out, or like you said, they narrate it, so you don't know what's going on. They can just be like, yeah, Bill shot seven times. So I don't care, man.
Yeah.
cam footage doesn't really ever, I like it, but it doesn't always do what it's supposed to do because people will still make a bad decision with proof right in their face.
That was that's what bugged me was that there was another incident too I looked up where they're going to release the body cam footage, and it's always after the fact, and it's always been rifled through by the police or whatever. And then I was like, why isn't it just available all the time? But then it's like, if you're a police officer, now your job already does kind of suck. And now you're sitting there having lunch and people just logging in. And then, you know what I mean? Like, they still got to have.
Don't they do that to us, though? Like, aren't they watching us right now? Aren't they always?
Yeah.
Isn't everyone just always logging in, watching, like, the FBI and all? Aren't they just always on our cameras anyway? Watching me make a sandwich?
I feel like you shouldn't have like live stream whenever you want, but anytime there's an incident, you should have unedited. Like everybody should have access to
footage. Public.
Yeah, I think that. So,
I think that'll keep people honest, man. I think it'll keep the police department honest when any citizen could just actually kind of be like right there on the scene at any crime. I don't need to see them drinking coffee and bullshitting at the headquarters when it's time to go, when that siren turns on, blink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn on the siren, turn on the live stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of crazy that cell phones and WorldStar basically are more responsible for civil rights progress in the last 20 years than you know what I mean? Putting people on tape. All right, I got two quick ones, I guess. No, one. All right, one quick one, and then we're gonna do our good news story of the day and keep it popping. All right, so on COVID news, you remember the California variant of COVID I was talking about, the San Francisco, the big, our COVID? I was mistaken. It is deadlier, kills more people, and is more contagious. And is less affected by the vaccines.
All right? So we should be scared.
So California, we're the best, baby. We're the best.
That's all that matters. The best. Who we?
Number one. So
we're the strongest.
Our numbers are still going down. That's nationwide and including in California. We are going to keep following this story because what they were saying is there's a nightmare scenario, right, where the Britain version variant of the COVID and the California version of the COVID get into one host, that person is just nasty and just contracted all of them, and that those viruses make little baby viruses or somehow mutate one another, and that the slightly, you know, more deadly, but with a dry sense of humor variant of COVID. And then this really, you know, they make a super COVID that has the better benefits of, or the worst aspects of both. And it creates like super COVID.
That's what happened.
No, they're worried that this could happen.
Oh, it will happen.
And I'm sure it's going to happen. And I'm sure that person is going to be from Rio Linda. Like,
they're going to make sure it happens because either you're going to get, I think that might be how the next superhero was born or super.
You think Rhea Linda? I think DPH. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because the thing about DPH is the gun smoke dilutes the virus.
Yes.
Okay.
But as Rhea Linda, smoke,
as does alcohol, these things, yeah.
DPH, and Rhea Linda, the thing about meth is once meth attaches to COVID, it spreads.
Okay.
Now the COVID don't go sleep. The COVID just in the body just...
It's up all night.
Because then the COVID gets the meth and then it's like all hyped up too.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, we're stronger than ever. We can do this. And then it goes around and it's like methed out COVID. That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
How many COVIDs we going to get though? COVID is like... Lil Wayne mixtape level of drops, like back.
It is.
It's like the No Limit record diseases. It's every way it's new. It's a new COVID. Like, oh
yeah, exactly. COVID's like a hit song, and then everyone's like, "Oh, let me do my version. Let me get on this track.
Yeah. COVID covers.
more than the WAP remixes. All right, so we call it the happy story. We try to end on a positive story, as only Aurora can bring it to us, and we got a follow up as well, right?
It's positive. It's a positive piece of news from Sacramento.
Okay.
And it's that, so St. Francis obviously got a lot of shit last year and recently for a student doing blackface, and then they suspended the student for a week, and that student went on vacation during that week. And then there was a peaceful protest yesterday to expel this girl. Yes. And she no longer goes to school at St. Francis. So that's the good news.
That is. I'll give it up for that.
Yeah. They kicked her out.
We showed that high school girl what's going down. And now we've solved racism now.
Maybe because nobody knows her name, right?
High school girl was the last racist in Sacramento.
No one knows her name, but I'm sure I can find out if you want me to.
We haven't ruined her life. No, I don't want to ruin her life. I mean, you know, but she'll
be doing well on her own.
But I will say this. This is the first time St. Francis has held any, like, white student accountable for anything they opened. Like, literally. I went on that Zoom, that town hall Zoom conference last year when the BLM movement brought all this up, and they were like, oh, shit, we treat Black students bad, but I had no idea. there were alumni on there from 1992 on the call, like, Black alumni's. Like explaining how they were treated as like unfairly. So this is like literally this week, this has been going on. This is the first time they've ever actually punished a white student like this.
This is good. I got
this. So it is good.
Good. I'm just mad the first time because I know white people.
Yeah. I'm all for white people being punished. I don't know. Being kicked out of school felt like a reward, but
They gotta be. What are they? Yeah, are they distance learning or what are they even doing at this school?
I don't know, but I think this she needs to get kicked out, and they need to put Black curriculum in the program. And they can because they're a private school. They can do anything they want. They can be like, hey, read this book that's about Black people being killed and hung in America, and then the parents are gonna be like, that's too much. And they're going to be like, shut up. They should be like, shut up, bitch.
That happened this year. That happened last year. Some Black dude got strung up last year in America.
They need to talk about that. They need to teach the white kids that you can't do blackface in 2021.
Well, you shouldn't. and that's our positive story of the day.
It's so positive.
You're welcome, Sacramento. Lance Woods, where can we find you online?
Sir Lance Woods on all of the stuff. The Lance Woods or Sir Lance Woods. One of those will come up, and I'll be like.
Just like that. D. Tyler, what's up? Where can we find you online?
Oh, man, D. Tyler 916 on everything. D. Tyler 916.
You got any shows? You got anything coming up that we should check out or what?
Yeah, I do got something going on the 27th, man, but it is a private. It's not a private event, but the address is not. Supplied yet until the
so no one can come. You're just bragging.
No, they can come. You just no address until the day of the show.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then follow them on Insta, and you'll get all the deets.
Hells yeah,
yeah. DTyler 916 on Instagram. All the deets.
And what's your OnlyFans?
I don't have an OnlyFans, bro. I got something better. Check this out. I got an OnlyHams.com. So you see that? I don't know if that's showing up, man.
It is.
Spit it out. Only hands.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm about right now.
Only hands.
Sexy pictures of cold cuts and deli meats.
I love that. Jesus.
All right. And Aurora, where can we find you?
First of all, I want to make an Only Hands. That sounds amazing. Okay. You can find me at Aurora Singh on everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I don't do Twitter, but I have it. And then also Aurora Singh one on TikTok. You know why? Because some bitch took Aurora Singh and then just made a ghost account.
We need to find that bitch.
it's just a ghost account. Like, just someone was evil and put Aurora Singh and then just like left it. Also, you can find me on YouTube, Aurora Singh. I have a YouTube channel called Health Actually, where I'm just a fat girl trying to live my best life. And that's it. Do better, white people. Do better.
And all people do better. All right. All people. I'm gonna try to do better tomorrow when I see you guys then. Bye, Sacramento. Bye.
Bye.